Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The message for today I've entitled, Do Not Be Afraid. Isaiah 41:10, Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. I cannot recall how young I was when I memorized Isaiah 41:10. Probably in the range of maybe 10 or 11, something like that. I'm sure that over the years, the words of this particular verse have slipped, but very quickly it comes back. And even in the most difficult times of my life, I have had that verse come to the front of my mind, and I've remembered that I can rely upon Him. There have been times of fear, times when I was flying during my Air Force career, and the pilot declared an in-flight emergency, and I knew that we were in jeopardy. And yet at the same time, I knew that I was in the hands of the Lord. If I lived, I lived for Him. If I died, I went to be with Him. And you know, across the years of my life, that has been the guiding star of my life. The awareness that whether I lived or whether I died, it really didn't matter. I was always with the Lord, and He was always with me. He was leading, He was guiding, He was protecting. There is really nothing I can do to protect myself from the unknown, but I can rest assured that the Lord is always with me, and I do not need to be afraid, even in the darkest night, even in the most devastating circumstances. And as many of you know, I have experienced loss in my life. First of all, the loss of our oldest daughter as she slipped into the arms of Jesus. Then my beautiful, precious wife that we had been married so many years, and she had become so much a part of my life. But with joy, I could stand by her bed, kiss her lips, and say, "Do not be afraid." And I knew that as she looked into my eyes, she was looking also into the eyes of her Savior. And she slipped into eternity with a smile on her face. And just recently, as I had to say goodbye to my precious daughter, my youngest daughter, Lori, I could again be aware that the presence of the Lord was sufficient. I still have my precious son with me, and loved ones, grandchildren, friends, members of my congregation, and you who are members of the daily devotional congregation as well. And we never know how long we're going to have to live, but one thing we can be certain, we can live for the Lord, and we do not need to have fear. We can have faith. Faith overcomes fear, and we need not be afraid. We can look into the face of Jesus and say, whether I live, whether I die, whether I experience pain, or whether I experience ease, I do it all for the grace and the glory of my Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that as we come to You, we can come with confidence, knowing that You are constantly with us. We live for You. We abide with You. We look forward to spending eternity with You. And Lord, You have given us ministry and work to do here. Let us be faithful, Lord. Give us the strength to do what You call us to do. And we rely upon that strength. We rely upon Your presence. Give us what we need, and let us have the joy of service. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.